Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast as we continue our His 5 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. Appreciate you tuning in. And today we're going to talk about, you know, the way that we read the Bible and how we read the Bible and how Jesus is all throughout all of Scripture. He's there if we just look for him. And we'll start with our opening verse, Luke 24:27. And it says, "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." So in that passage we just read, two men were walking down the road after the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. They were talking about everything that took place, and a third man joined them for a walk and a little bit of conversation. But their eyes were prevented from knowing the identity of their walking partner. Little did they know it was Jesus himself. And Jesus spent their time on the journey unpacking Old Testament texts that foreshadowed his life, death, and resurrection. Man, I was just thinking, this is a conversation I would have loved to join. And this teaches us the importance of understanding that the scriptures do point to Jesus. You know, the way we read the Bible should be in a way that's looking for the one that is Jesus. The Old Testament points us to Jesus coming to earth. The Gospels document his time on earth. The epistles tell us how to live in light of him coming to earth. And Revelation tells us about him coming back. You know, if we read the Bible in a way that looks for Jesus, it's eye-opening. The Passover instructions in Exodus 12 are my favorite example of this. The instructions to put the blood of the unblemished lamb on the side doorposts and above the door are a clear foreshadowing of when the unblemished lamb, that is Jesus, is on the cross with blood running from his hands and his head. And all the flawed men that we read about in the Old Testament are a foreshadowing of the perfect one to come. You know, Moses led a people out of the bondage of slavery. There's a better Moses, which is Jesus. David delivered his people from the grips of the Philistines, and there's a better David, Jesus. Solomon led his people through peace and prosperity. There's a better Solomon, Jesus. Jonah stayed in the belly of the fish for 3 days before sharing hope with the people of Nineveh. And there's a better Jonah, Jesus. I think you get the point there. The scriptures point to Jesus. And we must read the scriptures in a way that allow us to see Jesus and the gospel in all parts of the Bible. After all, we don't want to be like the Pharisees who searched the scriptures only to miss the point. And we'll cover that right now in our closing verse, John 5:39-40. You study the scriptures diligently because you think in them, you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. Don't read the word and miss the point, which is Jesus. Look for him, search for him. You'll find him in the scriptures. See you next time.